This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's rare one uses the words gossip or gossipy in conjunction with economics, except maybe around Nobel Prize time, which, as it happens, we are. The winner of the Nobel in Economics is going to be announced on Monday, and one of the people perennially on the shortlist for that award is Paul Romer, professor of economics at the Stern School of Business at New York University. If he wins, he will be the toast of the economic town, but there is a bit of a hubbub in the dismal science lately over a paper that Professor Romer wrote that is probably not going to win him any economics prizes. It is called, titled, rather, The Trouble with Macroeconomics. Professor Romer, thanks so much for coming on the program.
It's great to be here.
Start me with a definition, if you would, of what macroeconomics is, just so everybody knows.
In practice, this is the part of economics that worries about recessions and inflation. There's a separate part that worries about the long-run trends in growth, but the recent work I've been writing about has to do with recessions.
Okay. So when this paper, which we will say has been out there for a while now, when it hit my Twitter feed like a week or so ago, whatever it was, the basic through line was, Paul Romer says macroeconomics is garbage. That's not really what you meant.
Well,
Or was it?
Well, it's pretty close. I've said that macroeconomics, which was behaving like a science, has become a pseudoscience, something like homeopathy or, the anti-vaxxers in medicine. So it's a very harsh charge.
So what are we supposed to do with this? I mean, you're a leading authority, a voice in the field. You are the brand new chief economist at the World Bank, although you are writing here and speaking here in a personal capacity. What are we supposed to do with this?
You know, the way science works is that everybody is free to say what they think. Others listen. If they're persuaded, then you go in that direction. If they're not persuaded, they go in another direction. Where macroeconomics got in trouble was they started stifling dissent.
Well, so give me a for instance and do it so that I and the rest of us can understand it. Because the first like 20 pages of this paper is all heavy, dense, you know, economic theory stuff with lots of numbers.
Sure. Lots of in-jokes.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's the real sign of the disconnect. In the market, everybody is very focused on whether or not the Fed is going to raise interest rates. And they think that's a big deal. It's going to have a lot of implications. In macroeconomic theory, there is this argument that what the Fed does has no effect on unemployment, no effect on investment, no effect on the rate of GDP growth. It's just it's really an absurd statement, but it's kind of almost like angels on the head of the pin. I don't believe monetary policy matters, and you can't make me.
We are going to get, my guess would be, lots of angry tweets and emails from economists who say, this Romer guy is an idiot. How dare he? So here's your chance.
Yeah, but look, the point is this is the way science works. If I think a bunch of people are saying things that are really absurd, and especially if I think they're ignoring the facts, I'm going to say so.
To which a lot of other economists and analysts and business journalists will pay a lot of attention, but make this matter to my mom or the guy in Ottumwa, Iowa, paying his mortgage or people going about their daily lives.
What happens at the Fed, what Janet Yellen and the other people decide there, or what happens in central banks in other parts of the world is very important. This can make the difference between a high unemployment rate, a slow recovery, or a more rapid recovery. So it's important that the people making those decisions do it based on the best evidence and the best reasoning. And what we're getting from the universities right now is not reliable. It's worse than noise. I think it's just totally off base.
Paul Romer's paper is called The Trouble with Macroeconomics. He wrote it while he was at the Stern School of Business at New York University. He is the brand new chief economist at the World Bank. Professor Romer, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.